keep us here for a while. They like to keep us this time of the day.
Say, you want a hearing? Like, yeah, I'll have a hearing. You don't understand. He said she'd be ready like 2:30 regardless.
So they're not there yet, so that's 10 minutes from now.
As far as Ivan, they definitely, I don't know what happened there. And she just said, oh, wait, we got one more. He didn't say that. They said, I believe he said he had five, and that's what we had. Five left at that time, so I could be wrong.
I'm not sure how many papers work.
Hello, you have reached the Arizona State Prison Complex Plan. Please listen carefully to the following directions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 8 and the 4-digit extension. To reach complex administration, press 1. To reach cook unit, press 2. To reach lining unit, press 3. To reach metals unit, press 4. To reach special management unit, press 5. To reach Browning unit, press 6. To reach the investigation unit, press 7. If you would like to reach the operator or the switchboard for further assistance, press 0 or stay on the line.
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Commerce C, and we're trying to hold a hearing, but we don't know who the CO3 is, so we was hoping if we could help us find a CO3 who may be able to help us. The inmate should be an OIU, that's what he should be in, but we don't know who to contact.
Okay, let me transfer you to OIU, okay?
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
If not available, record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up.
Supervisor's not there on that one.
So this one has to be...
Yes. And I looked on the computer and you can see we're doing that 27.
You know, that's about every time we get one vote.
Hello, you've reached the Arizona State Prison Complex Plan. Please listen carefully to the following directions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 8 and the 4-digit extension. To reach complex administration,
you can be transferred to this number. Check the number and try again.
Hello.
Wait while I transfer your call.
And yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Commerce C, and we still have one inmate for hearing, and we're trying to see if you can help us find who the CO3 might be able to help us. According to information that's been presented to us, he should be at OIU, and we called over to OIU, someone transferred us from switchboard. But we didn't get an answer. That's the reason I'm worrying you, to see if you can help me find somebody to help us conduct this hearing.
Okay, you don't know where he's at, what unit he's in?
The only thing I know is at OIU.
Okay, that's our records department. Let me get, see if Wanda is in. Can you hold on?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm there too.
Thank you. trying to get a hold of them, but they're not answering. Let me try another extension for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much.
Okay, good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay, thank you, sir. Could you please just state your name, your ADC number for us for the record? Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Wesley. Like you can see, Mr. Wesley is on the screen now, sir. Mr. Payne, prior to this hearing, you received and signed a form notifying you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, it also notified you of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I didn't represent myself.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Wesley in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay, so in phase, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of Maricopa Reentry Center, Sergeant Sillian, by failing to return to the Maricopa Reentry Center upon discharge from Dead Valley Hospital, located at 19829 North 27th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or by February 19th, 2018, as verbally directed, February 19th, 2018. Defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus you are a absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Pauline, I'm going to move that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
So, debris.
Okay, so just give me one moment while I fill out some paperwork. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We'll give you some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. And then we're going to go with some information with you, sir, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Westby.
On November 30th, 2017, Mr. Pine was released from DOC. He was arrested March 5th, 2018 by the Fugitive Apprehension Unit, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 5th, 2018. Then he was arrested CCD of April 27th, 2018, which reflects 14 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, disorderly conduct, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUI high score, 3-3. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted, and prior terms of supervision, his disciplinary violations are minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2008, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation, 2008, assault with certain intent, Arizona, juvenile probation, 2009, assault with certain intent, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1B3.
Okay, how many absconders you say you have?
14.
14. Okay, and his release day was the 27th of this month?
The 27th, yes, correct, April 27th.
Okay, Mr. Pine, that's your decision, sir. It's certainly your right to have this hearing. However, whether we violate you or whether we reinstate you on your community supervision, it'll probably take about till the 27th before you're actually released, and you're scheduled to be released on the 27th. Do you want to continue on with your hearing, sir, or would you like to just go ahead and kill your number?
I'd like to continue on.
Okay. So we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. So while we're in phase two, we're going to go through some information as we're in phase two. So I see that when you were released, on February 13th. You approved reside at D within located at 11773 North 91st Avenue in Peoria. You were discharged from that. Then on February 13th, 2018, looks like you were discharged hours after your intake. Why were you discharged right after your intake there, sir?
Basically, the owner of the intake, this is just my honesty, I was going to get there. It was going for the score. I was looking at food working all around. I never met the homeowner. They ended up coming home and he was having problems with the tenants. Basically, I met him and I ended up walking into his office in the heated argument. And this is, I'm being roughly honest.
Why'd you get in the heated argument with him?
No, I was in the other room. I walked in and they were about to be introducing me.
Basically, and that's why he said he wanted to come back for the
supervisor about it, and that's why he gave me another chance to sort of supervisor. And I was doing it basically when I was MRC in the school, but it wasn't the place. You know what I mean? And I just went back to see my kids. I was working, and basically on the day off, they arrested me at IHOP, and I was waiting for my grandma to arrive on my breakfast. I was swimming around there at the same time, and I was about to turn myself in and send me back from the supervisor or from the board. I never avoided him. I was doing that drug test. Basically, I just went to the yesterday or the day before at this neighborhood.
Okay, so when they took you to the hospital, why did you go back to the facility after that? And you never did check into the hospital?
I did go to the hospital. My girlfriend went there, and basically,
to revoke your community supervision, you will be released shortly in about 25 26 days that you'll be released at that time. So while you're still incarcerated, Mr. Payne, try to come up with a plan on what you're going to do when you get out, sir, so that you won't be doing drugs and you'll be a productive citizen out there and won't have any negative influences or contact with law enforcement again, sir. We want to wish you the best of luck, sir, and I want to take the opportunity to thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today, sir. Thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
So it's over, right?
Yes, sir. You'll be released on April 27th, so you will be released on April 27th. At that time, you won't be on any parole, community supervision, and you won't have to report to a parole officer.
I'm going to thank you, man, for going over it. You got some new guys, honestly. There is a thing I wish that you guys would release me, because my red guy, prison is a place to be. Basically, I don't know what you want to say. This would be the best part of the thing, but one time gets us in our room. But...
Well, sir, if you go ahead, Mr. Payne, if you go ahead and while you're there, work with your CO3 to make some arrangements to get into a program.
Yes, sir, I've done everything in the world, but I'm actually thinking about it,
Well, we think that you're a good guy, too, sir. So if you take the opportunity to work with your CO3, get into a program, sir, remain off the drugs, and, you know, we want to be faithful that you'll be a productive citizen.
I'm basically not really off the drugs. I don't really think it seems to be off the drugs.
Okay, well, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. I want to thank you for participating, but that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, okay? Put your CO3 on the box, sir.
What is my CO3 here?
What do you call it?
CO2.
Put the CO2 on the phone, sir.
You guys have a beautiful day, man.
You too.